This goes to Crystal Morrissey, MORRISSEYPAC, fax 989-875-5023, regarding Amanda Story, STORY, date of birth 9/11/1979. Dear Crystal, this is a follow-up visit for Amanda with stage 3B chronic kidney disease and evidence of renal tubular acidosis, history of lupus and Sjogren's syndrome, and proteinuria. Her last visit was September 10th. She had had an increase in creatinine in June and then again in August. So she came in and saw Dr. Fuente at that time. But the levels are fluctuating and are stable. So no indication for dialysis and no medication changes were needed. She does see Dr. Yadam. He's a lung specialist in Midland. And also, she's seen a new endocrinologist, Dr. Bentrincam. And that is spelled, let's see, where is that? It's V, like Victor, E, N, like November, K, A, T, like Tom, R, A, M, like Mary. And she did have a visit with Dr. Bentrincam, and a lot of new labs were done at that time. She will have a follow-up visit within the next week or two to review all the labs. She's continuing to lose weight on Wegovy. It's 1.7 milligram once a week, and she's actually lost 7 pounds over the last 3 months. She feels like all of her joint pain is better, and she generally feels better because of the weight loss. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. Shortness of breath is stable. No cloudiness or blood in the urine, and no edema. Medications, in addition to the Wegovy, she's on Plaquenil 200 milligram twice a day, melatonin for sleep, Tylenol for pain, multivitamin daily, and Mirena Ring. For birth control. Physical exam, weight 230 pounds. Pulse is 94. Oxygen saturation 99% on room air. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 152 over 92 today. She states it's usually better when she checks it at home, more like 130 over 80 when she checks it at home. She had to rush to get here today and was a little anxious. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 11/25/2024. Creatinine is 1.92. Estimated GFR is 32. Phosphorus is 3.6. Calcium 8.9, intact parathyroid hormone 41.6. Her protein to creatinine ratio mildly elevated at 0.19. C-reactive protein elevated at 3. Her ANA positive with a titer of greater than 1280. Angiotensin converting enzyme is normal 29. She did have positive ENA antibody panel. The anti-SSA and SSB antibodies were positive. And hemoglobin is 11.7, normal white count, normal platelets. SED rate is 46. Urinalysis, negative for blood, negative for protein. Haptoglobin is elevated at 257. Sodium 138, potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide 22, albumin 3.9, and calcium 9.9. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, stable creatinine levels, and they do fluctuate. No indications for dialysis and no uremic symptoms. Two, systemic lupus, and she does have a new rheumatologist she'll be following up with within the next week or two. Three, renal tubular acidosis with minimal proteinuria currently, and a normal CO2 level of 22. And the patient will have she will continue to have monthly labs, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.